Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm excited, folks. I've got a great program for you today. Lots to cover on the show today. And remember, you know, the purpose is to shine light on the darkness that's happening around us so we can pray with purpose, so we can act with purpose, so we can do what Christ called us to do. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And He's left us responsible for what's going on both here in America and around the world. And we're talking about it here on the program today. Claire Lopez joins us bottom of hour number two. We'll talk about the Russia-Ukraine situation. What is Putin's real intent? We'll also talk about the stories that are coming out of China and coming out of Beijing and the Olympics. As the Olympics have wound down, there are Olympic athletes now who have been under this oppressive thumb of silence that are coming out and saying what they do over there, folks. Somebody's got to stop it. Somebody's got to do something. It shouldn't be going on. I wonder, will the world respond to the Olympic athletes that are speaking out and to the coaches that are speaking out? Let's see. Top of the next hour, David Shostokas is with us, our constitutional attorney, and we'll be visiting with David about the Freedom Convoy. They've made a lot of preparations. They have lawyers on board. They're negotiating with law enforcement at the local level, at the county level, at the state level, and getting permissions and getting everything set up so they don't run into the tyrannical behavior that befell the trucker convoy up in Canada. But will Biden and his federal Gestapos still come after them? And do they have the constitutional right to do so? And what about those emergency powers that they're actually protesting, that we should all be protesting, by the way? What about the extension of those, and where's the constitutionality for that? We'll talk about all that with David, top of the next hour. Bottom of the hour, Reverend Clenard Childress is with us. You may remember a little movie called Gosnell. Maybe you didn't see it. I hope you did. If you haven't, you really should. It's out. You can pick it up on Prime. You can pick it up all over the place. The movie is Gosnell, the story of Kermit Gosnell, the biggest serial killer in American history. Serious. Murdering babies as they came out alive. Women drugged. Women murdered in childbirth. And all of this done at Gosnell's clinics as he made untold hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars. Why wasn't abortion ended in black communities? Where were the protests? Where were the riots? Why was nothing said? Reverend Clenard Childress, blackgenocide.org, joins us for that conversation. We'll talk, I think I'm going to throw in too a little bit about David DeLayden. Here's a guy who identifies that baby parts are being sold out of these abortion mills, and he's the one that gets the felonies. And nothing is done to the ones that are selling the baby parts, that are on camera, on video, saying that this is what they're doing. Where's the investigation into that? We'll talk about all that coming up with Reverend Clenard, bottom of the hour. Joining me now, though, Free Speech America and Newsbusters' very own Michael Morris. Michael, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, it's my pleasure, sir. It's my pleasure. Lots of stories for us to cover today. Just a little bit of a sample. We've got the spying scandal. We have got Biden's Russia weakness. Morning Joe blaming. We'll get into that one. The Morning Nets are defenders. Then we've also got the trucker convoy organizers that I told you about. Only one outlet that I'm seeing covering that story, by the way, at least with any sense of journalistic integrity. California doctors are warning against a COVID-19 censorship bill. You might want to check that one out. And then what about the report about the CDC withheld data on COVID hospitalizations and breakthrough infections? Real data, the real numbers. Michael, this is what news agencies are supposed to be actually reporting on the news, not trying to propagandize everything that they put out there and everything they speak. Look, I'm not going to apologize. This is a program that looks at the world through a biblical lens. That's how we look at things. It's a biblical constitutional lens. You want to call that conservative? Call it whatever you'd like. But I don't pretend to be something else. The media would like to pretend to be neutral, and Michael, they're just not even near that.
Yeah, you're right. The media is not neutral, and more every day we see that that's the case. And look, they're not the only ones censoring things. We recently put out a study on MRC Free Speech America that over 800 cases of big tech censorship on the COVID-19 debate online. That included censorship of the British Medical Journal. You've got the censorship of Joe Rogan, censorship of Dan Bongino, Mark Levin, Tucker Carlson, Senators Rand Paul and Ron Johnson. And then you've got scientists, doctors, and the British Medical Journal also being censored. And what's incredible is that these big tech companies like Facebook and Twitter rely on entities like the WHO and the CDC for their information, and they're using these organizations as ways to fact check what is being put out there.
Right, the benchmarks.
The IFCN networks and Pointer. Yeah, exactly. And what's incredible is WHO has had information, at least that on Twitter, that's inaccurate. They reported something from the Chinese officials that there was no human-to-human transmission of COVID-19, and that's still on Twitter. Meanwhile, people are posting things questioning vaccinations and questioning the efficacy of masks, and they're being censored.
That's the sound of the media speaking about these things. that's what it is, folks. There's silence, and they're silencing any voices that express these issues and express these concerns. I saw an article that was out that the president of the Methodist Houston Center, because there's a doctor here in Texas, Dr. Richard Bartlett, who has come out and talked about Budesine, I think it is called, but it's an asthma medication that he's been using. And I met with Dr. Justine Taub in San Antonio at the Reawaken America gathering. She's been using it as well successfully in Houston, by the way. And because according to a number of doctors I've talked to, including Dr. Jonathan Apsley, this is a severe allergic reaction. And so it would make sense that an asthma medication, because it's asthmatic symptoms that a person gets, that's what cuts the oxygen off, according to the doctors that I've spoken with. And so treating that would obviously make a huge difference. That's why they encourage things like Pepcid, which is a heavy antihistamine, in the second week, because that's when the second wave of the allergy issues come to light, and the lungs get inflamed and things begin to tighten up and close down and oxygen levels begin to drop, but it's because of an allergic reaction to this invasion that's come in to the body. And so certainly an asthmatic drug, logically, I'm no doctor, I'm no scientist, but I'm just a guy with, you know, some common sense, and it makes sense to me that this would work, and they're saying that it does. And the head of MHC heard an interview, I guess, and the guest that was on the show said, you know, these medical facilities are killing people because they're not properly treating them. And yeah, they really are. I mean, I've had Dr. Brian Artis on here talking about Remdesivir, Michael, and Remdesivir, one of its primary symptoms that it creates, or side effects that it creates, is it fills the lungs with fluid. Well, if you've got somebody whose lungs are inflamed and they're having trouble breathing, why would you give them a medication whose number one side effect is to fill those same lungs with fluid? That would be insanity. It should be medical malpractice.
Look, and this is the exact sort of conversation that Americans have been trying to have online, and big tech has been censoring. You know, and they're, you know, big tech's not alone. Big tech and big media are together in this and censoring what Americans are allowed to talk about. Somewhere between the continued government COVID-19 restrictions, the failing U.S. economy, totalitarianism rearing its ugly head north of the border, World War II trending online, due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and continued global unrest, not your audience, but other audiences that have only been watching legacy media probably missed the fact that John Durham brought up an amazing report of filing in court a week ago that the media buried. February 11th, Friday, Special Counsel John Durham alleged in a court filing that 2016 Clinton campaign effectively spied on the Trump campaign to push a Russian collusion narrative. And of course, all we heard was Russia, Russia, Russia. Well, there's a study out on Newsbusters that all of last week, CBS and ABC provided zero coverage mm-hmm. of the Durham filing.
And not only that, and we covered this quite extensively here on the program, folks. If you haven't heard it, go back and listen to the podcast. But I had some experts come on and talk about David Shistokas last Wednesday. We talked about this extensively because of the issue of Mark Elias and the fact that there was a particular terminology having to do with basically breaching client attorney privilege, which indicates that the grand jury determined that Elias knew that the intent of his client was to break the law when they had the conversations. So you got to stop and think about, what does that mean? That means all of the client attorney privileged conversations then that Elias had with the DNC, with Hillary Clinton, with Clinton's people, all of that is now open and has now been broken open and is now being examined by the grand jury to determine how much criminal activity exactly has taken place. And as you said, Michael, this is a huge story. And I know that so many Americans are, you know, having consternation about the slow movement of John Durham. This is a huge case, folks. It takes time. Listen. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically-based constitutional Republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Now back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.ChosenGenerationRadio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest, Michael Morris, Newsbusters and Free Speech America. I was just sharing with Michael, you know, I've been really trying to promote this particular case, and it has to do with the FTC. Hang on a second. I'm going to try and find this because... You know, this is, in my opinion, a major deal. All right, here we go. Ah, there I am. Okay, so my live video is working. That's good news. All right, let's see. Wetlands. Here we go. So justices take up cases on power of district courts and regulation wetlands. January 28th, 2022 is when I posted this case. Or when I posted this story, it's written by Amy Howe, and here's what it says: justices agreed to hear the case. Okay, here we go. District court dismissed Axon's complaint, holding that Axon should first raise its constitutional challenges in the administrative proceedings themselves. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit upheld the decision. Axon came to the Supreme Court in July, asking the justices to weigh in both on whether the district court has the power to review constitutional challenges to the FTC structure and on whether the FTC structure violates the Constitution. The justices agreed to take up the first question involving the district court's power, but they declined to consider the second question. But even still, the question of whether or not a district court can force them. So what the Supreme Court's going to look at is does does this company have a right to bring a constitutional question about the FTC into the courtroom versus into the FTC's kangaroo court place? And so they're gonna answer the question about whether or not the district court has the power to review constitutional challenges. Now, if they decide that they do, and then they decide, no, we don't agree with you, whatever, we're gonna side with the FTC, now they have the right to bring the case to the Supreme Court again to actually discuss the validity of the constitutionality of the FTC and their kangaroo court. So this is a biggie. I mean, this could be huge.
Yeah, I mean, that's very interesting. According to National Review, the FTC was created in 1914 to crack down on unfair methods of competition. And of course, this goes directly to some of the stuff we were talking about earlier with regards to big tech. There's a lot of consternation out there right now from folks on the Hill about antitrust. And whether or not these companies are too big, and certainly they have a oversized influence on what Americans are allowed to say. So this case very well could be very important because FTC has a hand in determining whether or not these companies are too big and over cumbersome.
Well, and Robert Bork's son, Judge Robert Bork, wrote a book called The Antitrust Paradox. And if you're interested in learning, you know, more about antitrust and what it is and what it isn't, it's an incredibly important treatise on this particular topic, and will inform you well. I'll reach back out to his son who came on our program with David Shostokas, and we had quite a important conversation about this particular issue about antitrust.
And just to give your viewers an idea of what we're talking about here, when we're talking about why big tech is so large and is such a major player, and the reason antitrust is even being talked about is, for example, Joe Rogan. When Joe Rogan gets censored, it's not just Joe Rogan that's being censored. It's his 11 plus million viewers that are being censored from hearing what Joe Rogan has to say. Joe Rogan reportedly has 11 million viewers. And so anytime Joe Rogan goes on and speaks on Spotify and in other places, if he gets censored, you know, 11 plus million people around the world are being prevented from sharing his work, having discussions about what Joe Rogan's talking about and other things. And so, you know, it's a very, very big deal. And it affects every American. It's affecting members of Congress. It's affecting senators. Every American is involved in this, and big tech is censoring left and right. More so on the right, obviously, with things that it disagrees with. And it's outrageous.
Yeah, and Robert Bork Jr. Opines on this that, it should be the role of the government to protect the consumer. And we certainly see that that's not what's happening. In 1978, the late Robert H. Bork wrote the book, The Antitrust Paradox. Given the current landscape, especially in relation to big tech, Bork's son, Robert Bob Bork Jr., has written a new foreword and re-released the work. And again, I would just encourage folks to pick that up. Michael, thanks for being with us. You can find Michael at CG Contributors. CG Contributors, you're looking for newsbusters. Free Speech America. Ladies and gentlemen, free speech. It's a cornerstone of our Constitution. Freedom of religion, freedom of speech, the freedom to redress our government, a free press, and freedom to peacefully assemble. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
This is Ann Graham Lotz with Daily Light for Daily Living. Matthew 6 says, "The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness." Exchange the word eye for focus and body for life. And it reads like this: the focus is the lamp of the life. If your focus is good, your whole life will be full of light. But if your focus is bad, your whole life will be full of darkness. Clarity of focus was obvious in Daniel's life. He and his friends were enslaved, yet focused in their faith. They refused the king's food offered to idols, but were found superior to the captives who compromised. Listen to me. How focused are you on pleasing God at any cost? Don't live in the twilight zone of compromise. Stay focused on God. It makes all the difference. This is Ann Graham Lotz.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome my next guest to the program. First of all, I just want to say how thrilled I am to have him, and this is why, because I have been talking about his website. I don't even remember exactly how I found it, but somehow I was led to his website, and I have been talking about the work that he does for the last 11 years. I found it. I started talking about it. When I started doing video, I would show the website. I would try to encourage people to go and look at the work that he was doing. And I couldn't believe that more people were not paying attention to it. And every time I tell the story, but every time that I would call the late Elijah Cummings office and talk to one of his staffers, I would make sure that I made mention of the website blackgenocide.org. And I would just ask them, are you aware that your boss is funding black genocide every time he gets an opportunity to vote for it to be funded? He votes in favor of it, along with all of the black congressional Congress. Take a look at the website. Do you know about black genocide? And of course, every time they would say, no, we're not familiar with that. Please look at blackgenocide.org. I want to welcome the founder of that, Reverend Clenard Childress. Reverend Childress, welcome. Good to have you, my friend.
Always great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Well, so I thought I'd already done this, but I purchased the film Gosnell online the other night and watched it. It came up, I don't know, through some, you know, Christian film searching that I was doing. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they've got this online. They finally got this online. And so I purchased it and I watched the movie again. I thought they did a very, very good job. I remember watching it many, many years ago at Value Voters Summit. And my daughter stayed and watched that. And that was the night that I actually met Phil Haney at Trevor Loudon's premiere of Enemies Within. But, you know, so you got Enemies Within going on in one building and the Gosnell film going on in the other. So my daughter and I split forces and she watched one and I went and met Phil and watched the other. Two very powerful films.
Yes.
Gosnell, though, the trial, the whole situation, what happened right there in Philadelphia, one would have thought that the publicity, because, you know, remember that Molly was the blogger and she shamed the media and got a front page story picked up, and that led to media being there in the final days of that trial, and them reporting on it. But one would have thought that the reporting on that might have led to some more investigations into these abortion mills and might certainly have led the black community to question this genocide amongst them. Reverend, did you notice anything happen?
That was the main reason why I went to the trial. It was not being published. I thank God for the blogger. I never heard that scenario being offered to why the media all of a sudden came up or it began to cover it. But let me just tell your listeners, I took a pulpit from my church, and Dave Gardner called me almost in tears. She's an activist there in Washington, D.C. for the unborn. She said, they're not covering this. This guy's going to walk. She said, we need to do a press conference. Now, I'm in New Jersey. he goes today. So yeah. I grabbed one person who was available, and we went down. I grabbed the pulpit because she said she didn't know she would have a podium. And we went. The Philadelphia Tribune and the Herald were there. Okay? They were there. They covered the press conference. Now, what happened, I believe it was Christine Powers of Fox then shamed the rest of the media for the coverage. And, brother, it was a deluge. I took 17 teenagers to 2 days of the trial. And this is something unquestionably that I had never envisioned, that the magnitude of the crimes and the heinousness of the crimes of Kermit Gosnell was basically going to go unheralded. And if it was the blogger, I think Christine Powers, I think when she saw it in the Tribune and the Herald, I would like to believe that because of this. It was the next week, Lauren Green of Fox came to interview me at the church in front of the same pulpit I took down.
Wow.
So I felt that was a sign to me that I would not have gone if it wasn't for Day Gardner and her tears and her emotion. I knew it was serious, and I didn't want to say I couldn't make it or whatever. I just stopped what I was doing and went down. But this undoubtedly is a part of the beast, the plan of the world order to consume the urban areas with eugenic practices, and one of them certainly is abortion. And the fact that many of these clinics go uninspected is deliberate. They give them free reign. This man was not afraid of anybody coming in there and finding what the detectives came in thinking they were going to have a drug bust.
Right.
But the fact you had officers throwing up outside tells you of the horrors they saw.
Well, the cupboard filled with baby's feet. And yes. And then his explanation that he was trying to preserve, DNA for later identification.
The man, sick.
There's actually footage of him playing the classical piano, Reverend, while the police are searching his home, and one of them, gets covered in fleas. Down in his basement, but they find, again they find dead bodies in his house.
Yes, I can testify before the media came and they bum rushed the courtroom. Prior to that, due to Day Gardner me coming down, I saw the arrogance of this man. I believe honestly he thought he was going to walk. Number one. Number
yes.
two, I want to give tribute to the judge. I forgot his name. I'm sorry. But he was doing the best he could to make sure that there was no improprieties and no confusion to the jury. What do I mean? The defense basically start bringing up all these cases, because I think there's, 18 cases he was tried on. But to make a long story short, all the ones that were determined whether the child was living or whether the child was dead, they're using these highly technical medical terms.
Right.
He threw those out. He threw those out and said, and I explained to Dr. Alveda King, who was very upset when they threw them out, I said, Dr. Alveda King, I watched the judge for 2 days. He realized the defense was trying to confuse the jury so they couldn't come to a conclusion. So he threw those cases out and gave them the, he said, you're only to try this man on, I think it was about 5 or 6. He knew he was, the judge knew there'd be no confusion with that.
Right.
I said, oh my Lord, thank God for this man.
Well, and thank God for that young lady, Betty, who ultimately had the courage to say that this is what here's the proof. Here's the evidence that these were live babies.
One thing I have to get to you now we're talking on this subject matter is Mark Crutcher of Life Dynamics interviewed the workers at the Gosnell clinic. I could only listen to it one time. I've had them for quite some time, but it is just abominable, without conscience, he would tease and joke about, oh, we got twins today, and then proceed with the procedure. It was really, I said to myself, who could do this day in and day out? And what? These women seem like to be in a stupor and a state, but eventually conscience got to them, and they were willing to come forward.
Well, and I think, you know, something else that was dramatic in the Gosnell piece was the woman who came forward that was testifying for the prosecution, but how the defense spoke to her about how she ended the life and how they would take the baby out and just let the baby basically lie there and die. The picture of it, what it was really doing was telling the story of how atrocious abortion is in total. We'll be back to talk about that and the Dalyden case.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is John MacArthur with more Portraits of Grace. I'll never forget a lady who came to my office one day confessing that she was a prostitute and desperate for help. Now, I presented the claims of Christ to her, and she apparently invited him into her life. But when I immediately suggested that she burn her book, her little black book of contacts, she looked me in the eye and said, "I guess I don't really want Jesus, do I?" And she left. When it came to counting the cost, she wasn't ready. And I'm sure you know people like her, people who know the facts but are unwilling to make a commitment to Christ. Of all people, they are the most tragic. They need to be warned. They need a powerful push toward Christ as they stand, as it were, on the precipice of hell. And may the Lord use you in the life of someone on the edge. And through your ministry, may they too become a portrait of grace.
I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is Reverend Clenard Childress, blackgenocide.org, blackgenocide.org. You can find him in our CG contributor section at the ChosenGenerationRadio.com page. And please, please, please sign up for our emails at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Okay, Reverend, we were talking about the Gosnell case and that situation, and talking a bit about, you know, how it would have seemed as though, based on what you saw, you mentioned about listening to the interviews with the workers that worked within that clinic and the atrocities that they observed. Here we have another case that we want to share with our audience, and this is the case of David DeLeiden, who is the gentleman who did the undercover kind of sting, but they had lunch with representatives in several different places across the country who were high-level representatives within the Planned Parenthood organization, who on camera, on tape, admitted that they are selling baby parts. They called them baby parts. Now, I mean, there's the issue of they refer to them as fetuses. They've never called them, they don't call them babies out where anybody can hear them, and yet that's what they called them in these videos. And they're selling parts of these babies, harvesting parts. I mean, we talk about the CCP atrocities of harvesting organs. They're harvesting folks' organs from infants.
Yes. And, you know, God is merciful. I can tell you this. I understand now when I read that he's long suffering, but David DeLion is a hero. He is someone who has basically put his life on the line for this truth to be exposed. He's coming up against the greatest monster in America, and that is the abortion industry, and all the ties of eugenics globally requires for them to have this operation in the United States. He just recently did it undercover with another group in University of Pittsburgh. I think we talked about that. But right now, he is being persecuted. You're talking about Christians being persecuted. Well, it may not be for the gospel. He is being persecuted for exposing the truth. And our system is corrupt. And how long can a nation last selling the body parts of our most vulnerable? And people, basically, our scriptures teach, are made in God's image. And is actually a priceless. They found the bill of lading that they sold to a particular company, and basically of listing the parts. And of course, ethnically speaking, they were asking for all the specimens. If you gave them 100, they wanted 50% of them to be in African-American descent. Now that's what they said. So David DeLion has been such a blessing to the pro-life movement. We got to make sure he stays afloat, and we got to make sure we defend him, and also let the public know what is being done to him. I think that's just as important.
It's you know, in my opinion, it's critical. It's critical for the United States of America, because as you said, that, you know, you talk about God's mercy and God's grace, and certainly you know, there is mercy and there is grace, but at a point there is judgment. You know, to presuppose that God's judgment and justice will not come upon a nation that will not defend the very least of these really calls into question that nation's understanding of who God is. And
right. No, go ahead.
Well, I mean, because, you know, people will say, well, you know, how can this atrocity happen, or how can that bad thing happen? Ladies and gentlemen, when you look upon the landscape of the world, you have to come back to the United States of America and its constitution and its declaration of independence and its system of justice to find a system, not suggesting that it is always working properly, but a system that mirrors a biblical perspective of what justice should look like in a system.
Correct. I couldn't concur more. And that's the other thing that's at stake, because we are, whether we like it or not, we lead. This nation is the global leader. This is why in June, when they overturn Roe versus Wade, that's going to affect the globe. It's going to affect the consciousness of other countries and nations. And we also, you know, the irony of it is that the lie that is being imposed upon America is something they're saying that this is a civil right, and they're trying to sound like the Constitution, but it's actually stripping people of their freedoms and also denying a segment of our society, which is the unborn, access to the American dream. And I might add, since this is Black History Month, that Martin Luther King said in his letter from a Birmingham jail that the early church put an end to such evils as, one of them, he said, was infanticide. The other was gladiator contest. But infanticide, he said the early church put a stop to it. And once again, the early church standing up against a world power, Rome.
Yes, yes.
Put an end to it. And so if you're going to claim civil rights, well, the greatest iconic figure of civil rights at this present time is Martin Luther King. And he said infanticide or killing infants was evil.
Yeah. And yet we have infants not only being killed, but being mutilated and their body parts being sold. And we know that it is continuing to happen right now today as we speak. And the man who has the evidence is the one who's being sentenced. Back after this.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you. And keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put. And pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community, and please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this bore well through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can